Jihadi defense lawyer arrested for financing terrorism. By Chris Tomlinson on January 17, 2019. A French lawyer, well known for taking on cases in which he defended radical jihadists, has been arrested by French security services after being accused of helping to finance terrorist activity. Paris lawyer Bruno Vanet was arrested on Tuesday by members of the Directorate General of Internal Security, DGSI, France's domestic intelligence agency, following the terror financing allegations, BFM TV reports. Sources close to the investigation told French newspaper Le Parisien that Vanet was suspected of sending around €20,000 to an intermediary who passed the sum on to jihadists in the Middle East, which was likely intended to help release Islamic radical Maximilien Thibault and help him get to France from Iraq. Thibault joined Islamic State in 2015 and is married to radical Melina Bouder, who was captured by Iraqi forces in 2017, convicted in an Iraqi court last year of terrorist offenses, and sentenced to 20 years in prison. Authorities have largely considered Thibault, 33, to be missing. Over the years, Vanet has defended several high-profile jihadists including Emily Kunig, who was captured in northern Syria by Kurdish forces and was suspected of recruiting nearly 200 women to join Islamic State after she had joined the terror group in 2012. In September 2015, Kunig became the first woman to be listed on the United States' international terror blacklist. Vanet also represented Franco-Algerian Kamel Daoudi, who was convicted and sentenced to 6 years in prison in 2005 for plotting to attack the U.S. Embassy in Paris. Daoudi was also stripped of his French citizenship following his conviction. The arrest comes after French authorities identified 416 individuals last year whom they believe to have been engaged in helping to fund terrorist activities. Intelligence services have said that the Islamic State terror organization could be sitting on as much as €3 billion in total funds. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.